Let's commence the press conference corresponding to the film outside the film, the facial section, My Great Night. And for this, we've got an extensive part of the task, the director Alex de la Iglesia, producer Enrique Cerezo, director of the Spanish TV, José Ramón Díez. We also have got the actors and actresses, Carolina Van, Rafael, Mario Casas, Blanca Suárez, Carlos Areces, Carmen Machi, Santiago Segura, Hugo Silva, Terele Pávez, and Jaime Ordóñez, and also the musician John Valent and Axen Kusek, Kutsevaske, producer of Telefónica Studios. And all of them awaiting your first question, so please raise your hand. Microphone here in the center, please. Congratulations for such a marvelous film. It's a question for Alex. Have you made a gesture towards Colombia with the work that you've done in the film? Is there anything at all? There was a climate of considerable freedom in the film, and it was a T-shirt of his with the Colombia, and he wore it, but because I told him to wear it and not to take it off, to use it in the filming of the shooting of the film. Hi, good morning, everyone. Hello, Conchita. Congratulations, I had a great time watching the film. I thought it was an explosive film. And I would like to ask you, Alex, whether it's more your most Berlanga-type film, and how you didn't drop the rhythm, moving people with very different styles, actors that have very different styles. And a question for Rafael. Nobody can stop you, Rafael. Nobody. The secret of Rafael is his sense of humor that he does in his life and his work. Well, there's no other way to do this. If you haven't got sense of humor, you've got to buy it somewhere. Without a sense of humor nowadays, you can't live. Okay, the question above all. Thank you very much, Conchito, for the comparison. But Berlanga is a person who I respect too much to be able to put any adjective before my name similar to his. The film is a very ensemble piece, and there's a concept there which I'm endeared with, which is a very custom-like film. And there are characters that go through a specific situation, and those situation is recognizable by part of the audience, so therefore in that sense, you can say that, but I respect Berlanga's surname too much to even compare myself to him.
Hola, buenos días.
Hi, good morning. First of all, I want to repeat everything my colleague has said. Congratulations to the entire cast and crew. In the Teatro Principal, everyone was laughing and non-stop laughing. And I would like to ask you all, and I can ask Alex and Rafael two brief questions.
Alex,
I think that one of the great things that you got right personally in this film, my point of view, that is your capacity or ability to be able to explain a lot of underlying plots apart from the great artist that you had in this film and you've got here today, without showing him too explicitly on the screen. We see him in so many scenes, but the ability to be able to tell the story with the imposing figure and also in the shadow of Rafael. And I'm not too sure whether you had that quite well calculated beforehand in production. And to Rafael, well, I would like to ask you, do you felt like an actor again, despite the fact you've also made many films, especially at the beginning of your career, and despite the fact that I think you've always been a great actor and a singer, obviously, and congratulations, I take advantage. Thank you. No, older, the elder before the younger. You speak first. What was the question?
One of the best things in the film, I think,
and this type of cinema that I like to do, to make, is precisely that, to get together a great ensemble of characters in a limit situation. It can be a group of rebels in the on Death Star, and you've got Darth Vader there. Raphael is like Darth Vader in the film. And that recording studio is a type of a Death Star, like in Star Wars. But how do I do this? So each actor and each character in the film defends their own piece of land, and that group of opposing forces means makes the building stay on its feet. So therefore, to generate contradictory elements that confront each other and also maintain the building on its feet. And as regards to myself, all I can say that I feel very fortunate to be able to have come back to walk on a movie set to make films with Alex, even more so. I felt very well, and what I would like to highlight above everything, apart from the film itself, is that I felt very well accompanied by all of these fantastic actors that I've been able to work with, because films were made in the past differently. It was much more encorseted. I was put, nobody saw me. I was in my dressing room. They saw me in the scene, and then I go back to the to how it was before, or back to my caravan. And now we use 20 or 12 cameras. We only use one camera in the past, and you don't see your colleagues, because before they didn't even answer back. They'd say, your director would answer back to whatever you had to say, and now I've met some fantastic, all of them fantastic colleagues who have collaborated very well, and they made the film. I let myself go with them. I fell in love with all of them, the men and women, and it's great. And great. I'm very, very fortunate to have made this film. Hi, good morning. I'm over here. Two questions for Alex. First of all, how did you negotiate of convincing Raphael for this return? And then this film, you always portray a grotesque type of Spain, but in this case, once again, there are corrupt producers, Switzerland, a normal run-of-the-mill chaos film that you make. Could you make a snapshot? That's a snapshot of our country. Raphael, could you tell us how are the New Year's Eve programs? How are they for real? How are they made? Well, the first question, as regards to how I convinced Raphael, the truth is, first of all, I was really shit scared, really, because we wrote the script, and when we finished it, all of a sudden we said, and what if this guy says no? What if Raphael says no? Well, that's the end of the film. We've got to put it in a drawer and forget about it. There was no other possibility. There was no replacement. Nobody else could replace him. We said, Julio Iglesias. I said, no. And so therefore, on the day we had dinner, we can imagine, we were sitting, Enrique was there, and we were a bit scared, very, very scared. What do you think? And he says, good. And we looked at each other, and we said, and we wanted him to sign the contract already to participate in the film. But I said, so you're going to make the film? And he said, yes. But as it appears in the script, they'd say, we're going to do exactly what happens in the script. He said, yes, I love it. I liked it very much. How can it be so grandiose? How can it be so absolutely great? I think the best thing you can say about a person, and he's very generous, and Raphael is the most generous person that I've met. I must warn you that I've not made any end-of-the-year programs. I only collaborated in one, and I sang two songs. There was nobody there. They took me there. I sang the two songs. That was it. I've always done the Christmas Eve program, and it's quite different, the audience that you have there. And the audience is a more a family-type audience. On New Year's Eve, it seems they're a bit more libertine, aren't they? Well, my audience was a bit more decent. And by the way, I'm going to do the Christmas program this year again, but quite different to the ones in the past. And it's from my house and friends, and no audience, so it's going to be a bit of a novelty. And he's being serious. This is going to happen. Yes, I am going to do it. Are you going to bring us? I want all of the who collaborate with the program, instead of being singers, which is quite normal, I can do duos with actors and actresses. So who dares to sing with me knows what they can do. You've got a job for Christmas Eve. And I forgot the second part of your question. Yes, you were talking about, in all of my films, there's a sort of a reflection of the social situation in Spain and what you've got that surrounds you. And you were saying that it was like a grotesque comedy. I would like to, what other type of comedy is most of it? The only comedy I know is grotesque comedy, the same as the portrayal of a society can only be a comedy or a farce, even more so in this case. It seems to me, I think, that the best way of surviving precisely and that what we're all going through and living is to take it with a laugh, because I don't remember who said that. I don't know whether Beckett says, when the situation is absolutely desperate, the only thing you can do is to laugh about it. So therefore, I think it's good for us to free ourselves and release ourselves with a comedy of this nature. Congratulations, first of all, to the entire cast. We had a great laugh yesterday, and we needed to, because a lot of drama films we've seen, so therefore, congratulations. Alex, I would like to know whether you've got any project or any idea to make a film in San Sebastian, all in San Sebastian. Thank you. Well, the truth is, every time we come here, we think about it, so therefore that's a fact. So to spend more time in San Sebastian, not only in the festival, but for longer. Well, obviously, it's very cinematographic, but a lot of very good films that have been shot here in that sense. So therefore, I don't know. Not me. I haven't worked here. We're talking about making a film. Rafael insists about working in cinema now, and he wants to do more films, and we thought about a film now we made you laugh, to make a horror film. He could be a serial killer, Hannibal Lecter, for example, Hannibal Lecter type of character. And we have the title we were talking about this afternoon, 50 Shadows of Rafael. Congratulations for the film. I had a lot of fun, but all directors say that from when it starts and they finish their career, they always do to find their own type of style. So therefore, when we saw last year or the previous year, The Witching and Bitching, Las Brujas de Zugarramurdi, there were two films. One was at the beginning, where it tells a story, and there's a great fiesta or party at the end, where you end up when all the witches drive you crazy at the end of the film. And the style of this film, which I had a lot of fun, by the way, it's very similar to the style of the last part of Witching and Bitching. This is your style, and I would like to ask you, I think that Rafael is not your character. It is the Alex de la Iglesia character that he's written for him. And Rafael, do you feel good in this character that they've manufactured, because you're a man, you make a lot of gestures, you're very passionate on stage, and here you're very introverted and you're within yourself. So therefore, he manufactured it for you. Yes, he manufactured it for me, or he wrote it for me. I'm not like that. I'm just exactly how you said. I am him, as the song goes. But as I know several people who are like that, well, it was good to look at them and to be able to. You tell the sin, but you don't tell the name of the sinner or sinners. But I felt I enjoyed myself playing the role. I had a great time. And as regards to the style, my style of cinema, I don't think there's any director or creator or whatever that can talk about their own style. It would be very pretentious to talk about one's style. I've got a lot of manias, for example. I'm a bit manic at times, and perhaps that concept of a party and going and chaos, I enjoy it. I think that cinema, I consider cinema, has a bit of that. A film should be like a party. And so therefore, what I don't know is what kind of music I'm going to play in that party. I'm going to use the songs that I like, but also that other people like. I want people to dance at my party. So therefore, I've got to try and define the midterm between the songs I want to listen and I think those songs that are going to make people dance at my party. Okay, congratulations for the film. To all the crew, the Teatro Principal, everyone was dancing and singing, as it was fantastic. Why didn't we go? I asked myself, why isn't there anyone presenting a film? I would have come up, I would have gotten on stage to liven things up. Alex, I think it's your genre outside a horror film. It's the most honest and most wholehearted comedy. It's marvelous what you do with the actors. They've all got a moment. It's an ensemble piece, but they all shine, I think, that the love you have for them can be seen on the screen, and it's marvelous. And to a couple of questions, I'm going to shoot quickly. Rafael, ask you, if you'd have been a bit more grotesque, I'm being kind, Alex de la Iglesia would have made it with him, and Pedro Bergantes, but it would have been even more grotesque. Mario, it's your great night, it's a great year, you've got Palmeras en la Nieve, you've got the Toro, the 33, so therefore it seems it's a great year of Mario Casas that I've been expecting. How somebody so young can do so much work with such a good quality, and Adere and Blanca tell you it's marvelous to see you on screen. There's a special chemistry there. It's marvelous to see you, and also ask you how you felt within so many actors with those moments together, and to Blanca, who I love, and Terele, see you more in cinema. It's marvelous to see you, and I hope you do more work in comedy, for example. I think, Blanca, you found your genre that you come out the best. Thank you very much to all of you. Who's going to answer? What was the first question? Oh. Are you talking about a tetric day of at 4 a.m. and I was freezing to death? All of us were freezing to death with Miss Caballé, who was going to die right there. I turned the page and forgot all about it. However, you've got to thank her to the production or whoever. The most seen advertising spot, that is to say the lottery advertising spot, is the most seen on Spanish TV. Thank you very much. Very nice, very kind words. I would love to share with Terele millions of films and with the rest of the crew, the cast, to coincide with people that I've worked with in the past and people with whom I've never worked or haven't worked with before, starting with Alex undoubtedly, and hope that there are many more comedies and films like this. Thank you very much. I'm not too sure that it's my best year or not, but the truth is, you've got to be lucky enough to be able to play, in these two cases, comedy, which is with Alex in Las Brujas, in Witch, Bitching and Bitching, and in this film, the characters that have nothing to do with me and the image that people can have of me, or in the past, or perhaps they do, but it's a character that it's always been in me, but Alex has allowed me to bring it out. But in any case, I want to thank him very much and to be fortunate enough to work with this great family of characters. And Alex, there's something that he does which is very beautiful, and that is he makes a big family, and he normally calls a lot of same actors that are the same, practically all of us here. We've done everything, we've had a good time, but we've done everything we can to, and let's hope that people and the audiences can enjoy it and laugh, and I think it's a fantastic film. Over here, please. Hi, good morning. Congratulations for the film to the entire cast and crew. I would like to ask the actors, for example, La Carmen Machi and Areces, and a crazy film, what was the scene in which you've had the best time or you've had the best laughs? And Alex, what was the most difficult scene to shoot? I had a good time, albeit I was stuck in a truck all the time. And in the van, when they moved it around and everything fell on me with Salkia and with Carmen, that was the moment I was worried about whether I was risking my life there, because that's very strange in one of Alex's films. But in general, all of it were fabulous brush strokes that Alex gave me as a gift. But I would highlight when the van gets knocked over, the control van. I enjoyed that very much. This is one of the films that I made with Alex, one of the ones where my life has not been in danger. I had a great time and many moments throughout the shooting of the film. But I like all of the scenes that I shot with Rafael in his dressing room because I was a big fan of his. I continue to be a big fan of his. But I didn't know that I was going to what I was going to find. We could have had a disastrous chemistry, and the things worked very well, and we had a fantastic time shooting all of those scenes. But I remember especially, I suppose all of you have seen the film, there's a moment in which Alfonso is rehearsing and he's going to break the glass or the mirror. And this is something that Rafael does quite often in his show. And when we got there to see the thickness of the glass, he confirmed that it wasn't going to break. But Alex confirmed that it was going to break. This is going to break, don't worry. And there we go, throwing a chair against the glass, and it didn't break at all. I think it broke when we weren't recording. And then I like a big slap that I hit Jaime. I slapped him in the face, and he ate it like a, he took it like he took it like a real gentleman and a professional. To work with Blanca for me has been great because of an issue that I didn't know her, that special facet that she's got. It's an incredible character and has an incredible personality that I had a great time. That's just listening to her and watching her. And to work in this film has been something very special because I'm very old now, and it's occurred to me that I've lived Alex's directing that I wasn't aware of in the past. I see how it puts, and he's played with these puppets, shall we say, in this big box, which are the actors, and he's moved everyone, he throw you down. And I felt the master work of a director who makes a film with all of those different ingredients, and he's had a great time doing it, and with us at the same time, and he's played with us. You can't take people and knock around and walk upstairs, and now, and the rhythm was just like, it's as if he had done it 2 days and I was worn out and I couldn't. And we've all received that, and so therefore, and I think quite a masterpiece that a director can dominate and control the rhythm so well. And to give each character their existence so that they've got, I'm very, very happy. I already knew all of the other actors. I love them very much. And they all would take care of me very well. I'm a very old lady, so they take very good care of me. And that's all I wanted to say. It was marvelous to be here today. Thank you, Stadelia. Don't mention it. I like how you selected the cast. I think it was quite well done. You were all very impressive in your portrayals. And what I liked is how all of the actors, it seems, as you're having a great time. You see, you're laughing at yourselves, laughing at your characters. I would like to know whether that was the case. Carmen, for example, you're great in everything that you do. And I like the way that black humor and irony, the way that you control that, and whether was it as fun as it seems from the outside, shooting the film and playing the roles. It's work, but that's why it's called work. It's not holidays, but it was, I think it has regards whether it's fun or not, because this is, a lot of people ask themselves, and everyone has it in hand, when you see a comedy, for example, or a film like this, says you probably had a great time. Well, the truth is, it's just like with the extras in the film. Well, okay, they're faking to applaud, they're faking laughter, and then all of a sudden, you see how it is. It's a bit of a hell. Really, it's a nightmare, so therefore, the same thing happens in films. The truth is, the shooting of this film wasn't easy. It's been a film which was very tough, very complicated to shoot every day. It was a constant struggle to take all of these, make all the scenes that we wanted to make, and take. And it was very difficult to direct many characters on screen at the same time. So therefore, it doesn't mean that when you're working and when you enjoy your work, you enjoy the people you're working with. So therefore, we've had a good time, but in a situation, we've had a good time. It's like having a good time in Vietnam. It was like holidays in Vietnam. Think about that. Hi, a question for Alex. Yesterday, apart from having a great laugh because I couldn't stop laughing, I felt very identified with the film. I imagine that many people like myself who have worked in on TV have also felt identified, especially with what we've had to do, set up New Year's Eve parties. So therefore, I would like to know how much... Is it autobiographical? How much? Because it's exaggerated, but that's TV, and TV's like that, and even more exaggerated. And a question from Blanca Suarez. To what extent can one identify oneself with a character like yours? Well, thank you very much for the question, and it's something that I feel particularly proud of, because many of the colleagues, a lot of people who work on TV, in TV, have told me this. They've said that they felt very close to a lot of the moments that take place in the film, not only for those people who work on TV, but those of us who work in a shooting of a film, or a situation where there's cameras being used and a lot of extras and so on. Things get complicated and very complicated. And the film also reflects a situation which is very close to technical people who work on TV and people who work on television. And I have worked for 2 years on TV. No, it's not a TV issue. It talks more about, all I'm trying to talk more about, of how it's to shoot. How, and these things have happened. A lot of things that I've gone through and that have happened. For example, when we were shooting a certain scene, according to the script, there were people who were sleeping. And I said, theoretically, let's shoot. Okay, of extras who are sleeping or get angry or extras who, but it was happening in any case. The truth is, while we were shooting, there were extras sleeping, there were extras that were very angry. This was happening all the time. I said, no, don't wake him up, leave him there. And so we shot scenes with extras sleeping, but they were really sleeping. I want to believe that I'm not a jinx. I want to believe I'm not a jinx. I'm not too sure. Oh, you're silent all of a sudden. Didn't sound good, did it? But for the, I hope I'm not, for because I want the film to succeed. I don't want to be a jinx. So I think that to feel identified with the character that you're portraying, the ideal thing is to not do it. That is to say, the ideal thing is to not place a lot of myself as Blanca in my character, to create something new, something from scratch, new gestures, new things. That's inevitable, that the character, part of the character, part of you gets stuck into the character. But let's hope that nothing of Paloma gets stuck into myself, me as Blanca. Hi. Congratulations. Congratulations. I laughed a lot. Jaime is a very difficult to imitate Raphael in front of Raphael. Quite fortunately, Raphael wasn't there. That helped me quite a lot. No. When I read the script, it was we had to imitate it, and I did it, and I did it from the point of view of kindness and endearing kindness and admiration. Like Carlos, I admired Raphael since I was a child, so therefore, so... It's easy and it's difficult at the same time because Rafael is very great. So therefore you've got a lot of responsibility on your shoulders. I did the best I could, albeit I think he can't be imitated, as time has shown. Okay, from here, a big hug, a big kiss to Pepón, who's not here because he's working in a play, and they didn't give him permission to come along today, okay? And so therefore, he can't be here today. And that's it, I'm not sure. Any other further questions? Hugo Carroll is here, John, Santiago, the producer. Last question. I have to ask you, Mario Casas y Hugo Silva, how the abuse that makes you suffer in cinema systematically by Mr. Alex de la Iglesia, don't you start to suspect there's a bit of revenge upon a young, good-looking officers and that maneuver? I'm going to include myself there because you said good-looking officers. I'm going to include myself there, but they can talk. I would like to know how you create those characters, and when you've got them in your hands and you go, let's go a bit further on, let's do this and let's put a wig on or whatever, or do you simply just leave yourself in Alex's hands? Could you tell us all a bit about that? Well, yes, can you hear me? Yes. The truth is, it coincides quite a lot, the issue of being abused by Alex, but the characters, but he treats us very, very well. And Alex has a style which is quite unique, quite violent in his art, and the truth is, I love to get involved, get into the mud, so to speak, and I've enjoyed myself. And all of the characters are usually, in this situation, it's a much more characteristic sort of a character that I portray, but it's almost a caricature in this case. I do recognize that a lot came from me of playing what I might have in common with this character, and the truth is, it's a lot of fun to see how at the end you end up deforming yourself. Well, I had a fantastic time as well.
It
gave me the freedom of playing, of flying at the end. And I don't know, at the end, to create Adane, my character, I think that he's left me at the end with a character who's very small within this ensemble piece, but he allowed me to do what I wanted. All of a sudden I hear someone said, Mario, now please turn up, that'll do, stop, don't do that. But all of a sudden, you come from a drama film, for example, as it happened in this case, and all of a sudden it gives you the opportunity to portray characters like this, to compose the character, and he trusts you, he trusts actors, he lets you try things, he doesn't put any limits onto you, and that's a great learning process to be able to work with him, which is very, very important, I believe. Mario's work is spectacular in the film, and I'm very, very happy and very proud of his character and what happens. And I'm just going to give you a little gesture, a little piece of information. For example, when I was shooting, it was very difficult to say cut because he kept going. And what was going to happen after was fascinating. It was just as good as what we had written or even more. And so you couldn't say cut because something could happen. So the rest of the actors didn't know what to do, and he just kept going. And I said, if Mario keeps going, you guys keep going as well, the rest of the actors in the scene. And specifically, there's a sequence in which the two Martas are there, the two girls, and he's kissing Marta Guerra, and I'm not too sure whether you remember, and all of a sudden, and in the fourth take, he grows up. He goes crazy, and he grabs the other girl. I don't know whether you noticed. He's kissing one, but he grabs the other one. And he said, what are you doing? And she said, what are you doing? And she got very angry. And that's real life, actually. All of a sudden, Nobody knew that that was going to happen, but he grabs the other girl and he wants to kiss her as well. And she walks, she steps back and says, "Hey, what are you about? What's going on?" And that's part that, and that's edited into the film, by the way. Okay. It's all, Adán is all love. He's full of love for everyone. I've got a love for all of the girls. Okay, without any further questions, thank you very much to all of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all of you.